855-453 is the toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves. You are still welcome to talk about the garden crackdown happening against a couple in Orlando, or you can bring up anything that's on your mind. As we told you about in the first hour of the show, there's a couple in Orlando that has been in the news as of a couple few months ago, back in November. They were in the news because they have a garden in their front lawn. Their city government bureaucrats were cracking down on them, saying, we're going to fine you $500 a day if you don't change it back to grass. And these folks are saying, well, we think sustainability for our family is important. We want to have a garden. We cannot have our garden in the backyard due to it being shaded, probably because of some ginormous tree or something like that back there. Mm-hmm. And so we need to have our garden in the front lawn. And the city government bureaucrats said, well, too bad. $500 a day fine or else. So they stirred up some controversy. They got in touch with the media. They got out there and blogged about it. And the story went viral. They had a huge outpouring of support, not just from many of their neighbors, but also from people in Orlando and internationally, people all over the place, sending emails, contacting the city government and saying, what do you think you're doing? You shouldn't be doing this to people. So the city government backed off for a moment. They said, well, you know what? We're going to rethink this. We're going to rethink our codes. In fact, we agree. The codes are out of date. We are concerned about you, the people, and we are going to update our codes to make sure that people can have front yard gardens because we care at the city of Orlando. In fact, we're really concerned about the environment, and we want to talk to you about our green program. So they tried to spin it into a discussion about how green the city was and how committed to sustainability that it was, and that the city is just, you know, it's just some outdated codes.
That's a very politician-y answer.
Isn't it?
I'm really glad you asked me that question about school lunches. Let me tell you about my drone program.
Yeah. So they wanted to distract people from the issue at hand, which is these folks are possibly going to lose their home over this. Oh, we're going to put that enforcement on hold while we figure out what to do about these ordinances. Don't you worry. Well, here we are 2 months later, and now they're coming back at them. So the ordinance is no longer on hold. They haven't changed the ordinances. They say they're going to. There's a proposal out there for what the new ordinance should say. And according to their city's sustainability director, they are going to be limiting the size of a garden in the front yard to roughly half of the yard. Plantings would have to be screened with fencing or shrubs set back at least 10 feet from the property line or placed in planter boxes. Now, I guess that means that if you have a planter box, it doesn't have to be 10 feet from the property line. But still,
sounds like to me. That would at least be a small victory.
It's a big change to Orlando's code, but for the Helvinstons, it's still anti-vegetable discrimination. The story from OrlandoSentinel.com. The rules would limit how much food they grow and add to the expense, said Jason. The city should simply require that yards be maintained, he said, without stipulating whether they're covered with grass or green beans. If the proposal isn't changed, the Helvinstons could eventually face heavy fines once more. The issue will come to a head Tuesday when the proposal goes before the Municipal Planning Board. Peyton and his wife, now Peyton is the next-door neighbor who doesn't like the Helvinstons'
who lives in Puerto
garden.
Rico.
He plans to move into their house next door to the Helvinstons.
I wondered about that.
In a few years, and he's flying in from Puerto Rico for the meeting.
Really?
He says,
man, he's committed.
He says, you can do whatever you want to your house, but your rights end where my rights begin.
And my rights are in your front yard.
Apparently. And I find that kind of insulting.
Well, if you go back and read the last quote from Mr. Helvinston, he said that the city code should mandate that a yard be maintained, but not mandate what is in the yard. I think even his proposal that it should mandate anything goes
I totally agree. I totally agree, which is more evidence that these are not people who are, you know, are truly principled, liberty-oriented folks.
I think at some point or another you get into sort of an issue of compatibility here. I mean, if people are just, you know, got some kind of big mess going wild in their front yard, it's going to make neighbors upset. When we live in a world where people have small yards and live close together, those houses were constructed and those pieces of land were made for people to have some level of maintenance to their yard. I think if you just switch over to it's Freeville and everybody can grow whatever they, you know, do whatever they want in their front yard, that you're going to have a lot of conflict.
Well, that's why they have homeowners associations. And so
but you
people,
can't create a homeowners association where one does not already
exist.
Sure,
you can. You can get 100% of the people to agree to it.
Yeah, you would have to do that.
And that's how things should be. People should agree to things before they're forced. You know, there should not be force. People should be agreeing to these rules. And these homeowners associations, as you were pointing out earlier, Daryl, are very restrictive, most of them, many of them, in the way that they require front lawns to be. So for people that are very concerned with the quality or the plants or whatever it is that they're looking for from their neighbor's front lawns, they can join into a homeowners association, and they can go to all the HOA meetings they want to and bicker and fight over the seats of power in there, the little neighborhood Nazi seats, and then they can control their neighbor's properties in whatever way they deem fit. And for the rest of us, like Daryl and I imagine, Daryl, you would like to live in that free neighborhood.
I would not want a homeowners association. I would want my next-door neighbor to be able to put a couch in his yard.
Let me give you the devil's advocate, though. The best objection I've heard to the out-of-control lawn is rats and snakes.
Sure.
So, what if
I thought the snakes ate the rats.
Good point. Let's just say one or the other. What if I'm, next door to you, and I'm this, neighbor who's got children, and there's these dangerous animals that are living in your yard, and they're coming into my property, too, because they're right next door. What about that?
Well, is there something dangerous animals living in my yard.
But if you had a...
It's in my best interest to not have dangerous animals living in my yard.
But what if you just want a forest
yard?
It's
in your best interest to mow your grass, too, so your property values stay up. The person we're talking about isn't worried about their best interest.
Right. I mean, I'm sure you've seen these. Down in Florida, every now and then, there's some news story about either somebody dies or it's just some lazy guy who just doesn't want to...
Goes on a Coke binge for
several months. Doesn't want to actually cut his lawn, and so it just grows and grows and grows and becomes a jungle. I mean, literally, it's crazy.
It returns to its normal state.
And my natural response is, that's great. That guy should be able to have a jungle yard if that's what he wants to. But then somebody brings up this rats thing, and, I don't like dealing with rats. That's no fun. And in theory, you don't get to control if the rats come on your property. I mean, for instance, I lived at the house in which I lived, there were actually rats living in a tree. So the yard was very well manicured, but they'd managed to build themselves a nest somewhere, and so you can't keep rats out entirely, and ultimately it wasn't your decision to put rats there, so who's liable for that? How do you handle that situation?
I want to know who's responsible for the possum that came and knocked over my garbage can one time. I heard this ruckus. I go out in Florida. I turn the corner, there, underneath the spotlight is this possum, and it hisses right at me. He opens up his mouth, and... The only thing I could think as I went, the only thing I could think was, opossums have more teeth than any other animal in North America. And I mean, like, I like yelled, and, the poor opossum, he kind of went back, and I decided, then Sugar Butt, my mom's schnauzer, comes running out afterwards, making all kinds of noise. I've got to get Sugar Butt away from the possum because this isn't going to end well. And that was the story.
Right. So, I mean, what would you say to that objection? Because I think it's a pretty good objection.
Yeah, it is, and I'm not really sure how I would respond other than to say that, it is in my best interest to make sure that I don't have rats in my yard. If it were up to me, there would not be grass in the yard. It would be concrete because I don't want to take care of a garden or mow grass.
I think that my answer to that would be I'd rather take the risk. I'd rather take the risk of having someone go with a jungle yard next door to me than live in a restrictive homeowners association or live under these oppressive government regulations to which I did not consent. I'd rather take that risk because I agree with you. Most people do have the interest in taking care of their yards to some extent or another. It may not be to everyone's liking or satisfaction, but ultimately, if that's what you want, go join a homeowners association. I'd rather live in Freetown.
I find it... kind of crazy that I have to choose between these two. I mean, really, we can't come to sort of a minimum level of agreement. And this is the thing.
Go into a homeowners association where you have a minimum level of agreement.
Let me go ahead. We'll go ahead and I want to discuss this when we come back.
If it's a minimum level of an agreement, it shouldn't be hard to get 100% of property owners to agree to it.
It shouldn't be that hard.
Okay, then. 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything that you want. By the way, the couple in this story says they need to treat our vegetables fairly. We are fighting to the end. 855-453. They're not digging up their garden no matter what. Oh.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That is the number brought to you by SACL CAI, 855-450-FREE. With you in studio, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
And it doesn't matter what you want to discuss. We've got a lot on the plate, not just this garden story. You can also take control and still to come here tonight. Daryl is going to tell us about forced chipping of high school students. We'll talk about that here in a moment, but first,
if you've got an online store or, you know, website that takes money, whether you're a not-for-profit or a retail store or whatever the reason that you're taking money online, and you've been hearing us talking about Bitcoins and you want to figure out some way to get to be able to take Bitcoins, but you know, it seems all too complicated. BitPay.com will make it easy for you. Their fees are lower than a credit card's fees. There's no risk of chargebacks or fraud. When you accept the Bitcoins, the cash will be, they'll be converted into whatever your currency is and deposited right into your bank account. So it's fast, it's easy, it's safe. BitPay.com will get it started for you. It's BitPay.com.
All right, so let's go to the phones, to the fun. We'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind. Also, want to remind you about the Shrine of Female Listeners. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com. See the lady listeners, many of them, who have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they're listeners of the program. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Vince in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Vince.
Hello, Ian. Hello, Mark and Daryl.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I got something that you might... I'm not going to mention any company names, but... The Wall Street Journal did an article on reverse mortgages and FHA. Well, they're not a good deal because the FHA is crowding out the private reverse mortgage companies because they have a very high upper loan limit.
I see.
Like about $850,000. And the thing of it is people are going delinquent and they're having their homes foreclosed upon even after they own the homes because they're unable to maintain it's a loan, it's a home loan contract. And they have to maintain the property insurance or the mortgage, not the mortgages, but the property insurance and the taxes. And then I think most people think, they get like $50,000 or $60,000 and they get monthly payments. That's not the way it's done. They get most of it goes out in lump sum. And I've seen as high as $400,000 to $500,000. And the government is losing money on those. Like they put about 15% delinquency rate on those. And
you're saying the government is doing reverse mortgages?
The government's doing
FHA. They guarantee the lenders in their FHA programs.
Okay, so just so I can understand, I'm no expert on these mortgages. The reverse mortgage is where they market it towards elderly folks, right? And then the idea is...
You've got to be 62 and a half or something like that.
Basically, you're selling the house slowly to the bank.
Right, but you're saying, Vince, it's not being sold slowly. You're saying most of it comes in a lump sum with the government ones?
Well, yeah, most of the people get lump sums. It's 60% loan-to-value ratios after they get all the appraisals and the inspections. And they can borrow for their fees and all that. I mean, I saw one here was like $290,000. And the people they got foreclosed upon because they didn't. The one man died. The lady couldn't really maintain the property nor pay the insurance or the taxes. And then... They do come and foreclose upon those.
So let me see if I've got this straight. The federal government is handing out these reverse mortgages. They're handing out all of the money at once up front, and then they are requiring the person to pay rent, basically, to live there? Is that how
it sounds like?
No. The bank is paying the people to stay there. What FHA is doing is subsidizing the lenders. They're repaying the lenders.
Well, they're being foreclosed upon because they're not paying their home, their insurance and taxes.
Taxes and there are other contract stipulations because a lot of people get lump sums.
Sure.
Some get
and they just blow the money. Is the idea they're just blowing the money and they don't have anything left to pay the property tax with?
The Wall Street Journal said that they, why should we keep subsidizing? People want to get out of the real estate, and and then. They blow their savings and all that, and then...
Yeah, I've really got to wonder. I mean, it's completely irresponsible, and only a bank would only take this kind of risk if the federal government backed them up. It's completely irresponsible to give anybody just this lump sum and not continue to trickle out. I mean, the bank itself should be paying the insurance and the property tax on this. I mean, why in the world would they do otherwise?
Vince, thanks for sharing the thoughts tonight, man.
Well,
I appreciate
it. I'm trying to get it clear because, it's hard reverse mortgages, the concept was simple, but it's hard to understand it when they get into these weird amounts. So.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Ryan. He's listening in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, what's up?
What's on your mind?
I'm sure you've gotten plenty of callers about this in the last 2 days, and that Piers Morgan and Alex Jones thing you did last night.
Yeah, we talked about it last night.
Yes.
I just wanted to say that I thought Alex Jones was a little bit he's not good at a presentation of his argument. However, dominating the argument like that, I think, was probably a tactic of his, because that's all Piers Morgan was trying to do, is bring up what he kept calling little factoids, is what he kept calling them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. There's if the statistics, like he said, says that with more gun freedom, the violent crimes have gone down, and that's true. But then Piers Morgan is just trying to bring up little outlier incidences that struck the nation, or shock crimes or whatever, and just to basing why they should take guns away just because of a few outlying incidences.
Sure, but Piers Morgan, when he brought those things up, he was interrupted immediately by Alex Jones, and it made Alex Jones look as though he wasn't even willing to address the issue, whatever it was Piers was bringing up.
One of the things the gun-grabbing left does is they paint specifically ultra-right patriot types, but conservatives in general, as dangerous, volatile people that will shoot you in a second if you disagree with them.
Alex Jones looked volatile during that interview.
Would you say that he looked that way?
I think he didn't do a very good job keeping his composure, yeah.
I mean, he was shouting and pointing.
And challenging him to fights.
Yeah.
Fisticuffs.
So, Ryan, other thoughts you want to share?
No, I just finished listening to that, or most of that episode, and decided I'd call in about it.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. It's never too late. So if you didn't get in last night, you want to get your thoughts in tonight on whatever the issue is, we can do that. Tommy is on the line in Glasgow. Tommy, you're on Free Talk Live.
They will take our lives, but they'll never take our Free Talk Live.
All I heard was Free Talk Live.
Never mind. Hang on, Tommy. We're going to bring you back here in moments. Stand by. 855-450-FREE. Calling internationally. 855-450-FREE.
I think it sounds good. I just only understood Free Talk Live.
He can be a little bit difficult to understand, but I got that. It was pretty clear to me. We're coming up. Your calls about what you want and tracking chips for your high school student. Daryl's got the story.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Food stores? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed.
guaranteed. But if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free. All for only $249. Visit AfterburnerStoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. AfterburnerStoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll free number tonight. 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you, as always, are invited to bring up whatever's on your mind with you tonight. It's Ian.
Daryl.
And Mark.
And want to remind you also about our website. You can go and get signed up for our news updates. You'll receive them via email if you like, or you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook, where you'll get more than just news updates. You'll get updates during the show as well. So questions, show prep, stuff we're talking about, observations we might want to make online. You can do that and follow us in whatever way is best for you over at news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up. That's news.freetalklive.com.
Jurisdictionary is it's the name of the course that will allow you to, take your complaint to trial without having an attorney. Hopefully you never even get to trial if you use the jurisdictionary course. Just go to howtowinincourt.com. That's the new and improved jurisdictionary course. You go there and check it out, because it'll teach you how to use the court's rules. Until you know how to use the court's rules, you're going to be fighting in the dark. If you use it properly, you'll likely never even end up in court, because it'll teach you how to make the motions, answer motions, and do all the things that you need to do ahead of time. Things that, government bureaucrat attorneys probably don't want to have to deal with, so they just won't. It works in for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. It's a new and improved jurisdictionary course, howtowininincourt.com. It's written so the average eighth grader can learn it over the weekend. I'm taking it again, and I can say it is a simple course to understand. Their brand new website has all kinds of free tools. Go there, use the free tools, and buy the course. It costs less than an hour with a good attorney. As a matter of fact, when you complete the course with a 90%, you will get an honorary degree of Juris Doctor. HowToWinInCourt.com. When you check out, be sure to mention Free Talk Live. There's a pull-down menu there, or if you call them, let them know about Free Talk Live. It's HowToWinInCourt.com.
All right, let's go back to the phones and the fun. Tommy is on the line in Glasgow, on all the way from overseas. Hey, Tommy.
Hey, thanks, guys, for allowing me on.
No problem. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I'll try and talk nice and slowly because although you're hearing a Scottish accent, I'm in fact 100% purebred Irish. But for example, if Alex Jones had come up to someone in Glasgow with that attitude, with that amount of aggression, he would have been put on his back with a Glasgow kiss, a Glasgow kiss is where you take your forehead and you plant it on someone's nose. That's what we call a Glasgow kiss, right?
We call that a headbutt here in the US.
A headbutt. So if Alex Jones had did that in Glasgow with that attitude, but I'm not condemning what Mr. Jones did there, because what you have to understand at this stage in the game, if you've got a puppet like Piers Morgan sitting there about to patronise and give you his lies, damn lies, and even more lies, then the stance that Alex Jones took, was very good, because he put his point across, and right to the end, he hit him, and he said, "You're a redcoat, don't come to this country and tell us what to do. You're a foreigner." So that's what I would say to everybody listening to me tonight, even if you don't like Mr. Jones or his comments, or you think he's a bit off the top, then all I'm saying to you is, you have a foreigner in your midst preaching to you every night of the week or whatever it is he's on your TV station. I don't know. I do not watch.
Personally, I think that's a pointless argument. I mean, I don't care where somebody's from. What matters is what they have to say. What matters are their ideas.
But I think that it rings with people. Like, it seems
because they're bigoted, you mean?
I just don't think that it's, it's improper to go someplace to someone's country and tell them how to run it. It's just an improper thing to do.
What's the difference between, it's improper. I'm sorry, just to make sure I understand you, Mark, you're saying it's improper to go to someone else's country.
Yeah.
So you're going based on arbitrary lines on a map.
Absolutely.
So therefore, it's totally proper for me to travel to from Florida to New Hampshire and attempt to change things here as part of the Free State Project.
I think you're going
to
find a lot
of backlash.
But to
travel from Florida to Cuba, which is a closer, not as long of a distance, that's totally improper.
I think you're going to find backlash if you do it anywhere.
Can I come in here?
Yeah.
What I would say to you, if you're doing it for the proper way, if you're coming in to interject and give your thoughts and try to make things for the better, then you're entitled to your free speech, as far as I'm concerned. But if you're coming in to pervert the course of justice, or you're coming in to give your agenda that's hidden from the shadows, from people who you don't know, so we've got Mr. Morgan coming in, who's backing him? What is his agenda? Do we clearly know that? I mean, when he
seems like his agenda's gun control. I mean, it's pretty clear.
He thinks that he's doing what is right.
That's exactly the point. Yeah, so, your opinion about what's right isn't necessarily, universal. I might agree with it, Tommy, but it's not universal.
But what I'm saying to you, that Mr. Morgan's view on gun control, he is asking to change the Second Amendment, something that has been enshrined in your Constitution. So when Mr. Jones says you're a redcoat, he's taking everything back to the whole of the United States of American public to remember the time when the British redcoats tried to come in and dominate the United States of America. And so what Mr. Jones was doing very cleverly and skillfully and getting everybody who's there, because the argument that Mr. Jones was putting out there was that if the government take the guns from the people, then they may well commit a massacre. So if you look at the logic of Mr. Jones' argument, then I'm not for guns, and I wouldn't pick
up
a gun.
No doubt. I think Jones had the, I think Jones' argument was correct. It's just that the way it was framed.
I think he had the superior position.
Right.
But I'm saying Keating had to take that argument and that stance because Mr. Morgan, in the final bit, the coup de grace was when he gave all this argument, it was like he asked for a fight and it was aggressive, but he got to the end and he reminded everyone that he's a foreigner and a red coat.
Tommy, I want to know, you know, were you familiar with Piers Morgan before he made the move? Was he on TV and prominent over in the UK?
Yes.
But what was it that Alex Jones made the allegation about Piers Morgan being a hack, basically, or faking the news or something like that, that he was making up news stories?
He was running hoax photos, from what I understand.
Really?
Right. Well, yes. Well, there was the stuff from the Iraq war. There was also stuff from, it was called City Slickers, where, this has come back maybe 12, 13 years ago, where he got journalists who were financial advisors and they manipulated the markets. And the one that Alex Jones was talking about was the hacking scandal that all the British newspapers, not just one, the Sun, but all the British newspapers, the tabloids, the Mirror, were partaking in the illegal activity of listening in to the worst of all worst, listening into dead children's voicemails, giving hope to parents whose dead child, this happened to the Sun, this didn't happen to Piers Morgan's newspaper, but what Alex Jones was hinting at, that he walked away just before, this was breaking at the time when he walked away. This was hitting, and at the time there was a tremendous cover-up.
Was that the story about Rupert Murdoch's situation
over
there? Okay.
Yes, and this was although he didn't work for Rupert Murdoch's paper, other newspapers at the time used private investigators to listen into other people's phone. So when he said the phone hacking scandal, then Alex Jones was correct. He walked away from the United Kingdom at a particular time.
So he could have been under investigation and or was under investigation.
He walked away as a red coat. He walked away like all the criminal British people. But all the criminal British people who left Britain.
Tommy, thank you for the call and the thoughts tonight. I did find 95% of it to be understandable. Appreciate
I think I got most of it.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You may bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. Still to come, chipping high school students. Apparently, the courts say it's all right. Daryl's got the story. It's Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa. It's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. Conversation's gone from gardening. The illegal garden that one couple has in Orlando, which, you know, if you think that it's an okay thing to force people to stop gardening because of some stupid city ordinance, feel free to call in at 855-453. And it appears that other people still have thoughts they want to share on the Alex Jones-Piers Morgan debate. Well, I don't know if it was really a debate, more like an Alex Jones yell fest in the Piers Morgan studio. And
every time Alex Jones gets in front of a camera, it's a yell fest.
This is what I was saying
last
night.
Alex Jones has challenged Piers Morgan to a moderated debate.
Oh, really?
According to his, you know, his site, yes.
Well, that would be more interesting, I have to say.
It would be to me, too, because I
don't know if Piers will accept the invitation.
Right. Well, why in the world would Piers Morgan accept that invitation? But I think that, you know, it's a fine thing to make the offer. It makes Alex Jones look like he's prepared to do that.
Yeah.
And I felt like Piers Morgan was just as disingenuous. I just think he looked better.
He's smoother at it, that's all. He knew exactly what he was doing.
Yeah, he baited, you know, just bringing Alex Jones on is bait, right? So bringing him on, he baited him, and
here you go, old chap. Have some airtime.
All of his points sucked. I mean, Piers Morgan doesn't have anything but just kind of these platitudes and these anecdotes, and they just stink.
He's just got the raw numbers of gun deaths, which of course. He wouldn't listen to Alex Jones when he was bringing up the fact that there's more violent crime in the UK.
According to the numbers I've seen, three times as much violent crime in the UK as there is in the United States. I mean, the UK is a violent place in the EU. There's no, you know, they're not. And now they're hunting down, they won't let you carry a knife there. Now they're hunting down kitchen knives.
I've heard that's a proposal. I don't know if that's actually been banned at this point, but. It might happen.
I will say that Piers Morgan looked better in the Alex Jones debate than he did when he had Larry Pratt on.
I agree. I think Larry Pratt had a conversation with him, and even though and Piers Morgan interrupted Larry Pratt a lot, mm-hmm. which made him look like a standard interviewer interrupting constantly, and I agree with you. Yeah. Let's go back to the phones and the fun. Let's talk to Gavin, who's in the UK. Gavin, you're on Free Talk Live. Are you a redcoat, sir?
Definitely not.
Okay. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I'm very much libertarian.
Excellent.
I mean, let's just say I'm no fan of Piers Morgan, but the I watched the video with Alex Jones, and frankly, he's a typical American.
Alex Pierce
Morgan or Pierce?
Typical American.
Which one is?
No. Alex Jones.
Okay. I don't think he is, but okay.
No.
I think that's a prejudice of Americans.
Oh, most certainly. I mean, you know, there are prejudices that Alex Jones experienced or stated regards British people who have certain views, and the fact is that he was a very brash American.
Yep, I think that's, you know, oftentimes, especially in Europe, I don't know what it's like around the rest of the world, Europe's where I've done my traveling, that there is a stereotype for Americans, and, you know, to some extent, Alex Jones did look like that stereotype.
I mean, the fact is it, you've got to recognize that America is a world power, yeah?
The United States government is certainly a world-occupying force. Absolutely.
Certainly that. I agree with you that, right? But the fact is that you've got a certain degree of influence. There is a certain degree of influence with regards to people who are involved in the media. And, you know, looking at your presidential elections, for example, there's a lot of hoo-ha, you know, bang, 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 this, vote for this, vote for that. The adverts regarding the presidential elections are obscene. You know, everything is over the top. And I'm afraid Alex Jones is nothing but a byproduct of the American society. And when it comes to gun control, when it comes to gun crimes, I think it is more to do with the culture of America than it is to do with necessarily guns and gun control.
Well, I don't know about this. I mean, you know, when I think about it, I think, let's see, Great Britain's a relatively small island. It might be relatively easy to eradicate guns off of a small island. You make punishments for the possessing of them so draconian that the average person turns theirs in to be melted down to slag.
I'm not in favor of gun control.
No, I'm just asking you. I'm not suggesting that you are.
No.
So really what I guess I'm asking here is okay, so if in the United States they instituted these kind of draconian rules, would we be trading, you know, the gun crime that we have, and we certainly have a great deal of gun crime in this country, would we be trading that for a lot more violent crime as compared to Great Britain?
I'm not saying that you should trade in.
No,
I'm
not
saying that you should trade in your...
Kevin?
Sorry, I've got the live player going on as well. So.
It's a little audio interference here. I guess what you were saying is that the gun violence in America is endemic to American culture. And I guess...
Isn't that the point of Bowling for Columbine, the Michael Moore movie, where he shows that there's a bunch of guns in Canada, but they don't have the same gun crime as the U.S. and suggests that it is a social issue? I mean, that's basically what you're saying, right, Gavin?
Well, I'm saying that there is evidence, right? And as I say, I'm speaking as somebody who is not in favor of gun control, right?
Right.
I believe that people should have the right to defend themselves. But there is evidence to prove, there is evidence to say that people, in countries where you do have, like Canada and Switzerland, the biggest problem that they have is an increased... number of suicides. Now that's what's going to happen potentially. if people have guns in their hands and they're sick and tired of their lives and the society in which they live in is rubbish,
mm-hmm.
right? You're going to have the increase in, you know, you're going to have a greater number of suicides.
Well, that's going to happen regardless what weapon people use.
Well, it's a lot harder to kill yourself with a knife than it is to,
No, it's not. One stab into your heart and you're dead.
It's going to be easier to shoot yourself in the head than it is going to hang yourself from a tree. Right? And this is the thing.
I tend to agree with Gavin.
Right? This is the thing about the debate about gun control. Right? It's got to be grown up. And I'm afraid Alex Jones wasn't grown up. Piers Morgan is a is not. I've got to be careful about American radio and what I can say.
Yeah. You can probably use British slang as long as it's not one of the four American dirty words. You can probably get away with it.
There's a fifth one that they use in Great Britain that you definitely can't use on Free Talk Live. There's
a fifth one.
It's four letters, begins with a T-W.
Oh, really?
Ooh, they use that in Great Britain a lot. Please don't use that one either.
Okay.
It's not twit.
Well,
but it's close.
Very much a
gotcha. Thanks, Gavin, for sharing your thoughts tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you all the way from across the pond. 855-450-FREE. Look, I'm no doctor, but it would seem to me the average person who's considering killing themselves probably wouldn't consider stabbing themselves in the heart. And how difficult
I'm just
is
saying,
that?
If you don't have a gun... Because it's not the presence of a gun that makes people suicidal.
No,
because
but
I guarantee you people in Soviet Russia killed themselves and they didn't have guns.
I get what you're saying, but it seems easier, doesn't it, to use a firearm than to plunge a knife into one's heart? I mean,
if you're comparing those two, but there's also pills. And I mean, just take a look at the way different people kill themselves.
If you can find a suicide pill.
Well, there's...
If you overdose on aspirin, you're not necessarily going to die.
If you take a bottle and a half of aspirin, you aren't waking up.
I'm sure the internet would let you know how to go about doing it. I really would like to know, though, if you eliminated sort of the criminal elements, crimes on each other, and that kind of thing, what kind of gun crime are we talking about in the United States then? Because I kind of feel like somebody who's willing to rob with a gun currently, also, I would like to eliminate that number, somebody who's willing to rob with a gun today would likely be willing to rob with a knife tomorrow if they were certain that I had no gun. So I wonder, you know.
And I've heard a statistic that I think it's somewhere around 80% of robberies with a firearm include an unloaded weapon. It's just
you don't want to slip up.
Visibility of a firearm causes most people to go ahead and comply.
You can do it with a BB gun, and that'll do the trick for most folks.
I would think so.
Yeah,
I would think so. I mean, it's all anyone would have to do is flash a waistband, flash a gun in their waistband. They probably would. It's all they had to do.
Or walk up behind somebody and stick their fingers into their back or something like that.
I don't know. Fingers, I think you can tell, but you could get a pipe and stick it back there, and I think that'd be plenty.
855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour 3 is next, tracking high school students with some kind of chip. Daryl's got the story. It's Free Talk Live.
Quantum vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.